What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. So now let's talk about the final wrestling question, and it's a real one. Why are we cheering for Sami Zayn? Ain't this boy the villain? I mean, every time I look at this thing, the more and more I look at it, the more I see this dude as the villain.
I mean, okay? when you break it down, he pretty much. Matter of fact, I might have had this as a throwaway line like last time. But yeah, he was the agent of chaos. He is the agent of chaos.
You are absolutely right, and that carries consequences. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that he kind of felt that he didn't really need to handle consequences bothered me, and the fact that he like wants to blame everybody else, like, oh, you know, I couldn't do that. Like when he was talking to Jay, and Jay was like, you know, you did this in front of me, and he was like, look, I ain't had no choice, bro. You've been busting people up in war games. You did far worse than Kevin Owens in War Games.
Man, listen.
Right? Let's keep it a buck now. I'm like, bro, stop lying to people. Because, like, look, man, you just didn't want to do it that night. Okay? But let's keep it real now. You just mad because you couldn't do nothing to Roman. Roman pushed you in the face, and you got mad and hit him in the back with a chair. Let's call it spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? They ain't saying Jack to do, oh, you know, I just couldn't take him that night. Man, whatever. You did worse to people in War Games. You did worse people on regular episodes of SmackDown.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you was cool then. You know, so it's like a, yeah, it's weird watching him, you know, and people, oh, we going to cheer for him. I'm like, yeah, I mean, and once again, this is just a T-Nigma situation where I'm just like, look, I get it. I mean, like I said, look, I'm loving this story regardless, which I love this story. But when you then have to ask a logical question, like, why are we cheering for this dude, man? You know, like,
it's like we talked about earlier. In the beginning, I honestly believed that Sammy wasn't really supposed to. He overstayed his welcome, but because of the chemistry between them all, it was welcome.
Yeah.
It eventually became welcome.
Yeah.
Because when he first, you know what I'm saying, started interacting with Bloodline, it was supposed to be, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it went, like I say, more gold just fell into WWE's lap.
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of like what's going on here. So yeah, so now we're gonna latch on to Sammy. Yeah, he was still losing. But you know, at that point he became basically the Bloodline fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you get Clash at the Castle, you bring in Solo. You know what I'm saying? And as far as I know, I don't think Solo has. I think he might have finally lost one.
To our match?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
So if you include tag team matches, they don't count.
No. I'm talking about singles.
I don't remember him losing both. I mean, like my man's been on a streak.
Okay. So yeah. So you know, and then. You know, yeah, you know, the Usos might have lost one or two here and there, but that still didn't affect them because they weren't clean losses.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened probably because of Sammy, and then, yeah, they ended up losing. So that's established. But other than that, yeah, Sammy was always the one that took the pin.
Yeah,
him the match with him and Roman against KO and Cena,
mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve.
Yep,
who ate that pin?
That is fact. That was Sammy.
You know what I'm saying? every other time. Like whenever there was a loss, who was the one that ended up taking that loss?
Sammy.
Or like a DQ finish.
Yeah, Sammy. It was Sammy. Like Sammy took all. I mean, and I think you know that was on purpose. they need the fall guy.
So but again, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Roman had valid points to bring up because it was like, yeah, you know, this supposed to be a team of winners. But what exactly have you brought to the table?
Yeah, that's facts. I mean, they're saying like the only thing he brought to the table, problems. You know what I'm saying? So why in the world are we cheering this dude on? You know, so that's my point. I don't want to cheer this dude on, like, because y'all tell me that he's supposed to be cheered. I'm just liking the fact that there's a cohesive story around this dude's actions. His actions had consequences, and even in the midst of that, his brother forgave him. That's all I see. And I still think that that's a phenomenal doggone story. Wait. Because to me, to be real, the hero of this story is Kevin Owens.
Of course.
Because Kevin Owens is the one who told everybody, look, the dude's a snake. He was talking about, he's like, that dude's a snake. They will turn their back on you because it's always going to be about their family. And flat out, everything that man said, Jay even confirmed it in his speech to him on Saturday.
I mean.
look, Kevin Owens been shooting from the hip this whole time. And Sammy was like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, like Sammy, just listen, bro.
They love me. They accept me.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, you know, yeah, they did, and then you say hello to Roman's back with a chair. So
yeah, hey, what's crazy?
And you ain't blood. The damn said this too. You're not blood. So
yeah, that's Jay. Jay said you ain't blood. Jay made sure he understood that situation. That they know you ain't one. You know what I'm saying?
That super kick on that Raw.
Oh yeah,
boy. Listen.
Oh yeah, that thing had some stank on it, Bo. Like, look, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying the whole thing with Sammy has worked because he's an agent of chaos and because he's not the good guy.
Man, listen. I think what it is, the audience has had a nostalgia run, and they wanted the underdog from the underground.
Well, that's fair, you know. Like, and they got that all last year because he was an underdog from the underground. He just was a heel.
But he was always losing.
Yeah, but that's what he was doing when he was on the ground. I mean, on the Dolphin underground, he always lost. I mean, him getting that title was a big deal. Then here come Kevin Owens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, boy. Man, listen.
finally beating Neville, and then here come Kevin Owens to ruin the whole situation.
Oh, man.
You know, so
he had the belt, but they had him on the shelf.
And put that boy, he put him and the belt on the shelf. He put both of them out there. You know what I'm saying? But once again, that goes into that history of them. That's what I'm saying. He's not a good guy. You know, so yeah, I knew he was gonna do this. I knew he was gonna do it. Once I said it in that tone, I said, this sucker's gonna do the Roman Reigns. I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy. I knew it was coming. I was like, oh, he gonna do it. He can't never let it pay. He can't let the opportunity pass him by. He just can't, man.
I couldn't, man.
I know you couldn't, you sucker. I knew he was gonna do it. Oh, wait. Right after I said that, I was like, he gonna do it, man. That was a layup. I laid that up for him, man. He dunked that sucker. You know, yeah, I mean, but you're right though. I mean, it's once again, Sammy is that dude that could really do something real interesting in next year. But once again, his character's gonna need rehabilitation. Because him just beef with the bloodline ain't gonna be enough to rehabilitate his character.
Oh, yeah.
Once he's done with this, he's gotta like then redevelop himself again into that new character, which is still himself, but he has to like kinda come with it a little bit different. You know, so he can like be himself again. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but I mean, once again, like, so look, that's no shade. I'm enjoying the story. Just gonna keep it in the book. I really am enjoying the story. But
oh, yeah, of course.
But though, I just want you to ask yourself the question: why in the world are you cheering for this dude when we know that most of this stuff was his fault? That's all I got to say. Just saying, bro. I'm like, it's your fault, bro. You threw gasoline in a tube filled with fire. You did that. Nobody else did it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was even looking for the fire. You weren't looking for the fire. I need to rehabilitate my character. I need to rehabilitate my career. And I want to join the bloodline. You did it. All right. You did that. You will not get no sympathy from me. All right. But thank you for the good storyline, though.
Pretty much.
Thank you for the great storyline. But no sympathy from the Enigmas. Yeah. Yeah. You just saying. Let me see. All right.
Now comes the part.
Yeah. Now comes the part. Well, I believe the little people to your burden of your failed and useless lives, but as my plastic surgeon always said, if you gotta go, go with a smile.